Imagine paying, I don't know, $2,000 for a custom, bespoke suit, only to find out it was literally pulled off a rack at a department store. And then you find out there's this loophole that legally lets the store call that off-the-rack suit custom.
Yeah, I mean, you'd probably want a refund immediately, but that exact illusion is actually happening on the shelves of your local auto parts store right now.
Right. So welcome to today's deep dive. We've got a whole stack of sources today, you know, chemical engineering papers, safety data sheets, and this really fascinating 1999 legal ruling.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild one.
It really is. Our mission here is to basically unpack the chemistry and the marketing of Group 4 engine oils. We want to help you figure out if that pricey, quote-unquote, full synthetic oil you're pouring into your engine is actually worth your money. Because, well, most of the full synthetic oil sold in the U.S. isn't truly synthetic at all.
Right. It really comes down to how the American Petroleum Institute categorizes base oils. So groups 1 through 3, they actually start as crude oil pumped right out of the ground.
Okay, so just regular crude.
Exactly. But group 4 skips the crude entirely. It's built from polyolefins, or PAO, which are synthesized from ethylene gas.
Wait, so if a brand can legally just slap full synthetic on a bottle of oil that isn't actually synthetic, what is actually in there?
Usually it's just group 3. See, back in 1999, the National Advertising Division made this massive ruling. It essentially allowed heavily refined group 3 crude oil to be legally marketed as full synthetic.
Wait, really? How do they justify calling literally crude oil synthetic?
Well, the logic was that Group 3 crude undergoes such severe chemical processing, you know, subjected to immense heat and pressure, that its final molecular structure is drastically altered. So the NAD basically decided it performed closely enough to a synthesized product to earn the label.
Wow, okay. So Group 3 is essentially like, I don't know, sorting through a massive bin of random crude oil Legos just to pick out the cleanest pieces and snap them together. But true Group 4 is more like using a reactor to 3D print perfectly identical, indestructible Lego bricks from scratch.
That is a perfect analogy, yeah. And that perfect molecular uniformity in Group 4 PAO is exactly what gives it these, like, chemical superpowers.
Right, the indestructible Legos?
Exactly. A true PAO base oil pours at negative 60 degrees Fahrenheit for, you know, extreme cold starts, and it survives sustained temperatures well over 250 degrees without oxidizing, which is a massive advantage if you're towing heavy loads or doing track days or running a really hot turbocharged direct injection engine.
Hold on. If you just commute normally in a Camry and, you know, drive in moderate weather and change your oil every 5,000 miles out of habit, aren't you basically just pouring a $12 a quart placebo down the drain?
Honestly, yes. I mean, for a standard commuter, a good Group 3 synthetic does the job flawlessly and for way less money. The oil just never gets hot or stressed enough for those Group 4 PAO advantages to actually matter.
Makes sense.
But if you do push your engine or you want to run extended drain intervals, well, the math completely flips.
Extended intervals. Because looking at the 2026 retail prices, Group 3 runs about, what, $6 to $9 a quart, while Group 4 is hitting $9 to $13 or more. How does paying more upfront actually save you money?
You really have to look at the cost per mile. A high quality Group 4 oil can safely take you to a 20,000 mile drain interval.
Wait, 20,000 mile? I mean, most people panic if they go like a single mile past 5,000. Is that actually safe for the engine?
It is, yeah, provided you verify it. So you back up that 20,000 mile run with a $25 oil analysis from a lab just to prove the oil is still protecting the engine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and when you crunch those numbers, your cost actually drops. You go from paying about $6.70 per 1,000 miles with standard intervals and cheaper oil down to like $3.25 per 1,000 miles with Group 4.
Okay, so the front of the bottle is legally allowed to lie to me. But say my driving habits do actually require Group 4's durability. How on earth am I supposed to know what I'm actually buying? Like, is there a secret ingredient list somewhere?
Actually, there is. It's called the Safety Data Sheet, or SDS.
Oh, the SDS.
Right. You have to look past the glossy marketing, go online, and pull up the SDS PDF for that specific oil. You want to scroll down to Section 3, which lists all the chemical ingredients.
And what exactly are we looking for in Section 3?
Well, if you see the phrase hydrotreated heavy paraffinic, you're holding Group 3.
Ah, so that's the fancy chemical term for those sorted crude oil Legos we talked about.
Precisely. If you want true Group 4, you absolutely must look for the words polyolefin or 1-decene homopolymer. That is literally the only definitive way to confirm you're getting a true synthesized base oil.
Great. So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Ultimately, Group 4 oil is an absolute chemical marvel. But for a standard daily commute, it's just entirely unnecessary.
Right, exactly. The base oil group you choose really just decides how much safety margin you're buying, not whether your engine actually survives the drive to work.
Right. Knowledge really is about applying the right tool for the job.
Which brings us all the way back to that tailor shop. Because if a 1999 legal ruling could fundamentally change the definition of synthetic motor oil without consumers ever even noticing, it really makes you wonder. What other premium labels on the products you trust every day are just legally sanctioned off-the-rack illusions?